The better to recognize you with. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did you hear this news item?
Nearly half of American adults are in facial recognition databases.
Yes, and in most cases, you provide the picture.
Photos are culled from social media images, driver's licenses, and government IDs.
There are over 411 million photos, which can be scanned using facial recognition technology. And that's what has this man worried.
If the right to privacy means anything, it's the right to say, leave me alone.
Professor Alvaro Bedoya runs the Center for Privacy and Technology at Georgetown, and he's been warning about this for years.
Maryland enrolled 4 million drivers in its system. Ask a Marylander, do they know they're in a lineup that's scanned thousands of times a year? And I'm pretty sure they'll be surprised about that.
He understands the potential for quickly catching criminals and terrorists and looters, but because certain groups, like African Americans, are more likely to have their faces in police databases, they could find themselves stopped even more often than they already are.
Two states, Illinois and Texas, the reddest of the red and bluest of the blue, have drawn a line and said, companies, if you want to track people by their faces, get their permission first.
But you have to admit, the idea of computers instantly fingering bad guys is pretty tempting.
You are being watched.
Remember how quickly they used to catch crooks on person of interest?
I said open the register now! Who the hell are you?
You covered your face, but no gloves? Drop the gun.
Saved our lives.
And the computer said, you're welcome. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.